And this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. The Huron County Planning Commission continued work on proposed utility-scale solar ordinance changes during a meeting this past week. Focusing on setback requirements, project acreage definitions, and whether to extend the county's moratorium on new solar applications. Farmers and DTE Energy representatives urged commissioners to preserve local control and landowner rights, while other residents called for stronger protections for agriculture and neighboring property owners. Commissioners approved a technical amendment clarifying how solar project acreage is calculated, but postponed action on several other proposed changes. Additional discussions are expected before recommendations are sent to the Huron County Board of Commissioners. And the Huron County Election Commission officially approved the recall petition language against District 3 Commissioner Scott Moss during a brief session Friday morning. The petition, sponsored by a Caseville Township resident, centers on Moss' vote last July in favor of Resolution 2585, a measure that otherwise authorized solar energy facilities across 15,000 acres of county-owned townships. Commissioner Moss, who attended the hearing, raised no objections to the clarity of the petition language, but noted the final impact of the process. Because the timeline will not allow the measure to appear on the upcoming November ballot, the recall will trigger a special election, likely in May of 2027. The commission confirmed that previous clerical errors regarding the sponsor's residency have been corrected, clearing the path for petition to proceed. Most has 10 days until August 10th to file an appeal with the circuit court. And Michigan is expanding efforts to strengthen early literacy by providing specialized training to help early childhood educators recognize warning signs of dyslexia before children begin kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP, is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new two-day professional development program at three locations across the state this summer. The training is designed to give educators research-based strategies to identify children who may be at risk for reading difficulties while strengthening language and literacy instruction for all students. The officials say the program is part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is rooted in Science of Reading and Orton Gillingham instructional methods. Education will learn classroom techniques to build oral language, phonological awareness, executive functioning, and other foundational literacy skills, along with how to use assessment information and communicate literacy concerns with families. According to the Michigan Dyslexia Institute, approximately 1 in 5 people has dyslexia, making it one of the most common learning differences affecting reading. Research shows children who display multiple early warning signs are significantly more likely to struggle with reading later in school, highlighting the importance of early intervention. The first of its kind training for Michigan early childhood educators will be held various dates throughout the month of August and September. And participants are funded through Michigan's Preschool Development Grant Birth to 5 Renewal Program. State officials say the training's intended to strengthen existing classroom instruction by providing practical tools educators can immediately apply to help children build a strong foundation for future reading success. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. President Donald Trump announced a suspension of planned military action in the Middle East, citing imminent high-level diplomatic talks aimed at securing maritime transit and regional security. The decision came following coordinated discussions with key regional allies, leading administration officials to hold off on a massive strike package. Washington has expressed optimism that talks will yield a framework for de-escalation and long-term stability along vital global shipping lanes. Diplomatic delegations are slated to convene early this week to establish baseline conditions for ongoing monitoring. Wall Street responded with cautious gains following the pause of kinetic operations. And at least 14 people were killed and dozens injured in a targeted suicide bombing outside a police facility in northwestern Pakistan SWAT district. The explosion detonated near a busy security perimeter, destroying nearby vehicles and causing structural damage to civic buildings. Security forces immediately cordoned off the sector while emergency responders worked to rescue individuals trapped inside the rubble. Prime Ministerial officials condemned the attack, vowing intensified counterterrorism operations across the province. High alerts have already been issued across major municipal police headquarters nationwide. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank & Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.